Ephesians chapter 6. Just one verse there, verse 16. A couple months ago, I enlisted the help of my two-year-old grandson to wash the car. His job of choice, of course, was spraying the hose. And once he got the knack of what he was doing, this devilish look flashed across his face, and he caught his mom with the spray. It's hard to describe the amount of joy and satisfaction he got as she squealed from the effects of the cold water. I quickly snatched the hose from his hands, and I gave the little squirt a little squirt just so he could experience life at the other end of his prank. He didn't like it. In fact, when he got home, he told his dad on me. Now, did you note the phrase I used? Devilish look. Do you know why we use that phrase? We have an adversary. We have somebody who is always working for our harm, always trying to discourage, always trying to hurt, always trying to mess up. The devil is a sly old fox. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock the door and throw away the key for all the tricks he's played on me. That's a song we used to sing when I was in children's church, and it's true today. We may not be able to stop the old serpent from attacking us, but we can render his weapons ineffective. Sometimes, when we're expecting God to defend us, he's expecting us to defend ourselves. Sometimes, when we're expecting God to defend us, he's expecting us to defend ourselves. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. In addition to all this, it's been talking about the armor of God. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Imagine if there was something you could use to stop every attack of the enemy against you. Wouldn't that be a valuable item to have? Father, we have it. Help us to learn how to use it today and be more effective with it than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week we talked about being strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, putting on the whole armor of God. And when we got to this item of the shield of faith, I said that your shield is your faith in God. The devil will roar, snort, holler, threaten, spit, and charge. If he can get you afraid, he wins. He can't hurt you, but if he can scare you, if he can get you running the wrong direction, well, he wins. Responding to Satan's tirades with faith in God is like meeting a torch with a bucket of water, a fastball with a home run swing, or a hornet with a fly swatter. And in just a few moments ago, I said, sometimes when we're expecting God to defend us, he's expecting us to defend ourselves. This is a lesson that the Lord has been working in my life recently. In fact, I'd already written that sermon that I preached last week on the armor of God, and I only intended to do one message on the armor of God. But then I was going through some stuff, and God began to work into my heart and life, and he began to whisper into my spirit, use your shield of faith. Use your shield of faith. Don't believe all the junk that the enemy is speaking into your ear right now. You need to get your faith out and start using it. Don't start thinking in the negative. Don't let it drive you down. You get out the Word of God and you begin to use it to shield this stuff. And he was showing me he wasn't going to do it for me. He was expecting me to do it on my own behalf. A lot of times we treat God like he's the divine complaint department. Oh me, oh misery, oh God. And often he's already given us what we need to overcome. And he will not preempt that. He will not do for us what we can do for ourselves. He will not do for us what he has commanded us to do for ourselves. And it's time for us to get a little bit of a backbone. Before you put on any armor, you got to be a soldier. And the most important equipment that you'll ever have is a courageous heart. And without the courageous heart, it doesn't matter how many implements you hang on that frame, you're a loser. And you're going to be destroyed. You have to have the right framework from which to work. And didn't he tell us not to be afraid? Didn't he tell us to take courage? Does that sound like, oh, God, I hate everything and it's so hard? Doesn't sound like that. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Okay, I'll try. Use your shield of faith. Now, I haven't seen a Star Wars movie or a... what's that other one, this Star Trek movie, for a long time, decades. So if my techie knowledge is a little bit dated, you'll have to forgive me. But I remember back in the day when Captain Kirk would ask for the shields to be raised, and then the force field would come out. And with this force field, they would be able to deflect all of the phasers and the bombs from the Klingons. They had that force field gone. They were safe. But when the shields were up, they weren't able to fire their lasers. They had to take the shields down in order to try to get the shields back up. When the shields were up, they couldn't go to warp speed to get out of there. They had a choice of what they needed to do. We can put our shields up. We can shoot. Pew, 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 or we can whoo, and be out of here. But we can't do any of those things together. We got to choose what we, and it's all battle strategy. I remember one time they were playing dead. You remember that one? And then the Klingons were coming in, and they had enough left for one more phaser shot. And sometimes when we're under attack, we only have so much energy, and we have to decide how best to deploy it so that we... number one, survive, and number two, move on to victory. There is a time to attack the enemy. There is a time to run for your life. But then there is a time to deflect his darts. Just stand and survive the onslaught. Not allow them to land, not allow them to cause damage to you. It's time to use your shield when the devil is on the offensive. I got the defensive there. He's looking to steal, kill, and destroy you. When the devil is on the offensive, is the time to use your shield. The devil would love nothing more than to discourage your soul, ruin your testimony, and dance on your grave. He's looking to hurt you every moment of every day. His primary weapons are darts and or arrows, flaming darts and or arrows. These things aren't only supposed to cut. These things are to burn. They're not satisfied with killing you. They want to completely consume you. The devil's not happy until you're nothing but ashes. He is just going to work away at you until you are dead, dead, dead. These missiles are intended to do more damage than just kill you. They're set on the fire of hell. They're poison tipped. And when you take a hit from the devil, that poison begins to work on in there. And where'd that come from? It was Owen. Owen shot me. Oh, I thought he was such a nice kid. Oh, that Owen. Wait till I get Owen. I'm going to tell his mom and dad. Did you see what Owen did? She saw that. And his arrows come tipped with bitterness and with rage and with anger and unforgiveness. And he begins to poison our holes. Oh, get hit with these fiery darts, and the fire begins to burn. It begins to do evil things and wicked things. So that you take a child of God, just happy and doing well. What kind of day you have? Well, it started out a little rough, but I'm hoping. It's getting worse. By the end of it, I have such a miserable life. I have such trouble. Everybody hates me, and nothing goes right ever, and I had trouble since the time I was born. And you're looking, you say, didn't I see you last week? You seem to be doing fine. What happened? I don't know what's going on here. I think maybe it's allergies. Now, you know what it is? The devil scored a couple hits. You didn't even know he was shooting at you. And he's gotten you here and there. The first step toward recovery is to stop the darts from landing. All this bitterness, rage, jealousy, hate that he would stick into you. And when they begin to sink in, you become weak, depressed, anxious, worried, angry. Stop the darts. Stop the darts. First of all, realize what's happening here. Where's my joy, Lord? Why am I so anxious all the time? Why am I crying all the time? Why do I hate everybody? Why am I so disgusted? That doesn't sound like what you do in a person's life. And I know we all go through valleys and we all go through difficult times, but still, there should be this place where we can go and get some help. And the first thing you need to do is to stop the darts. And you do that by raising your shield. Get your faith up there. Deploy your strength. Some believers make the mistake of thinking they have this divine force field wherever they go. They don't have to give it a second thought. God is just always there, deflecting everything. And in a general sense, that's true. I thank God he works the night shift. I don't have to stay up and worry. I don't have to fight all the battles. I can rest secure in the strength of God. Hallelujah. He does a wonderful job. But there are times, you see, when the devil is testing you and God is allowing it. The devil is coming in to do damage, and the Lord is allowing it so that you can be tested, so that you can be disciplined, so that you can be strengthened as you work in this exercise, this spiritual exercise of yours. God's cheering for you, but he's not intervening in a sea parting or manna falling from heaven type way. Have you been through experiences like that? Sometimes you're hurting and it's difficult and you pray and God does a miracle and it all works. Other times you're in a difficult spot and you have prayed and you have prayed and you have prayed and there's no miracle in sight. You seem to be going from bad to worse. Well, my friend, you're in the middle of a difficult trial. You're in a season where you're being tested severely and you need a shield of faith. You need a strong shield of faith that you can lift up there, because the devil's going to be speaking to you. Oh, see that? God's done with you. Yeah, he ain't answering your prayers because you're a jerk. Yeah. Did you see what you did last week? Yeah, you're out of the kingdom. Sure thing. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that God would have answered your prayer by now if you had any standing at all with him? You know, and whoa, boy, the devil's good at that stuff. And God's saying, you need to get your shield of faith out. You need to lift that thing up and hold it in place and stop those darts from landing in place. God is expecting you to use your shield of faith. Now, something that came to me after I was into this message and waiting on God was, we can also use our shield of faith to help other people. Has that ever happened for you? You were taking a few hits and you felt kind of miserable, yeah, but some brother or sister came along and they kind of put their shield over you for a little bit and started to encourage you and started to give you the word of God and started to say, you know what, I was in this exact same spot as you are, and this is what God did for me. And they begin to speak into your life the word of God. And what they're doing, they're not just shielding you with their shield. They're encouraging you to get the strength, and your shield becomes stronger then. You're able to lift your shield up once again. It's not that it's their shield that's protecting you as much as they're encouraging you so you get your shield back up. They're the Aaron and the Hur to the Moses. Okay, he had his staff up in the air, but it started coming down, and so they lifted it up again for him. And you can do that for other people. You see a discouraged believer. You see somebody who's struggling under the load. You know, pray about it. Get the spirit in this thing. Sometimes we can be Job's counselors, and there's nothing worse in all the world. But if you really get a heart for somebody, and you feel their pain, and you've experienced that trauma for yourself, you can begin to minister to them the goodness of God and the heart of the Lord. And you can help them to start getting their shields up there so those Klingon phasers can't land like they're trying to. Your shield of faith is most necessary during prolonged periods of attack, unemployment, illness, broken relationships, colicky babies, things that just seem to drag on longer than you thought they were going to. Oh, that's when you really need that shield of faith. The arrows are just flying like crazy. You've seen the battle scenes on TV where the first phase was they let the arrows fly on the army before they got their lances out and they attacked down the field. It's a rainy season. And so you need to keep your shield up during that time. When you find yourself feeling unbeliever-like, discouraged, ill-tempered, angry, irritable, you need to stop the darts. Now, I'm probably not talking to anybody here. You've probably not been irritable for years. You got saved in 1974, and you've been a prince ever since, or a princess. But for some people, you know, you're born again, you're a believer. I know even as a pastor, some days I go out and I think, well, I hope nobody knows I'm a pastor today. I don't feel very pastoral. I don't feel very Christian today. I feel a little bit more like Dirty Harry. But when you're feeling unbeliever-like, it's time to look around. What's going on? Why is this? What has happened to me? What has to change? When your thoughts become things like, it's no use. It'll never get any better. I wish I were dead. This misery will never end. There is no hope. Nobody cares. When that's you, you need to stop and redirect your energies. Whatever else you're doing, stop. You need to get your shield up. Maybe you're trying to fight back. Pew, 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 pew. Well, Owen, you know what I heard about you? I heard you were a real nice kid. But, or maybe you're thinking, well, I need to get out of here. Pew! And it's not working. You know, it's time to stop. It's time to get your shield of faith up. Correct you before you try to correct anybody else. Does that make sense? Because, you know, so often the devil's firing fiery darts. We start throwing fiery darts back, you know. And we're hitting one another. We're not hitting our enemy. You can't fight this kind of fire with this kind of fire. It takes a different kind. So you need to stop. Get up your shield of faith. It's not time to attack, but it's not time to run either. It's time to stand, to find your peace, to feel safe, secure, and at rest. Until you get to that place where you say, it's okay. The devil is not going to win this one. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. When you get to a place where you can say, okay, send your worst, then you know you're ready to go on the offensive. Till then, put up that shield of faith. Faith is the energy that empowers your shield to extinguish the devil's darts. If you're discouraged, your faith is low. That's easy enough. If you're discouraged, your faith is low. And the most important thing you need to do is increase your faith. So, how do we get more faith when ours is weak? Where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need the Word of God in you. You need to get yourself to church. You need to get yourself out to the prayer meeting. You need to get yourself into the Bible. You need to get yourself on Christian radio. You need to allow it to sink in. Again, you're probably much more spiritual than I am. But sometimes I'm listening to Christian radio, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I know that look. You're going to look for a new preacher now. Stop that. You're as bad as I am. There's a way that you can have Christian radio playing, but it's not getting through. Or you can have Christian radio playing, and you're leading the band. Hear what I'm saying? And when you're discouraged, and when you're ebbing low, you need God. And one of the bad things that happens to ministers, and we're all ministers, we try to minister when our tank is empty. And we take hits from the enemy when our shields are down. And we keep going to our own destruction. And what you need to do is pull over and get with God. Who do we think we are anyway that we can go help somebody else when we ourselves are not protected, when we ourselves don't have anything to share? There come times in our life where we just have to pull over and say, oh God, I need to lift you up again. I need to find that place. I need your strength flowing through me. And maybe one of the greatest ministries we can give to somebody else is to say to them, I'm sorry, my tank is empty right now, but as soon as I get some, I'll share it with you. Pray for me, and then I'll pray for you. Faith is the energy that empowers your shield to extinguish the darts. You need more faith. Think about this. Much of the Bible is dedicated to strengthening your shield. Much of the Bible is dedicated to strengthening your shield. When you're so low, when you're hurting so bad, when you can hardly think, get into the Psalms. You'll hear a guy saying exactly how you feel. Oh, my dog bit me and my wife left me. And oh, maybe that's a country western song. But it was inspired by the Psalms. And it'll, you know, you'll feel that misery commiserating with you there. And then you'll read these Psalms where, you know, why so discontent in my soul? Oh, my soul, put your hope in God. And you'll watch a transformation take place in the psalmist, and you'll feel it taking place in you. Why do you think the account of the Hebrew children being thrown in the furnace is in there? God knew you would be facing some furnace-type experiences. Why do you think Daniel in the lion's den is in there? It's for you, because sometimes you're going to be tossed into a lion's den. It's there to strengthen your shield. That whole Bible was written to strengthen you. Let it do it. But it won't do it if it's gathering dust somewhere, if it's a byproduct, a byword. And here's how most Christians do it. They go along doing the best they can with their life until they're completely kaput, and then where's the Bible? We need a daily feeding from the Word so that we can be strengthened for when the day of evil comes. We are ready to take our stand. Much of the Bible is dedicated to strengthening your shield. Can you think of any verses you use when you get discouraged? Now catch this. If you can't think of any Bible verses you use when you get discouraged, you're using something other than the Word of God, and you're losing. May it become your modus operandi that as soon as the devil starts attacking, the Word of God responds to it. What are some of the words that we use? God will never leave me nor forsake me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Though 1,000 may fall at my right hand, it will not come near me. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The Lord is an ever-present help in the time of need. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Amen. Get that in there. Get that coming out. Every time the devil pokes you, may the Word of God come right out. And that shield of faith will deflect every fiery dart of the enemy. Ask somebody to pray out loud for you. This business is of, I'll pray for you, I'll pray for you, I'll pray for you. Liar, liar, liar. Oh, you might intend to, but you probably forget. Take a moment on the phone when you're right there, wherever you're at. You know what? I'm sick of the world. They can do the most disgusting things in public. Isn't it about time we start praying in public? Isn't it about time we're in the middle of Walmart and we see a friend there hurting, we just bow our heads right there and pray for him? Isn't it time to take this to the next level? Okay, I pray in Chili's over our meal before we eat. Isn't that cute? What about praying for the waitress when she comes by? What about when we meet people in need along the way? Let's start being the people of God. Let's start lifting up the name of the Lord. And when you're hurt, when you're discouraged, I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you might have been in the ministry. Sometimes you need somebody to lay hands on you. Sometimes you need somebody to pray out loud for you. And it's amazing what God can do through the simplest of people as the Spirit leads them. Listen to the prayers being prayed over you as people pray for you, because God will direct them in these words. And those words will help to put up that shield of faith again. That's right. That's right. Oh, amen. Amen. And you'll feel it starting to rise, and you'll feel the power coming back. You're going to be saying, Scotty, switch off the shield. We're going to blast them with our phasers now. And you're going to be ready because you got the Word of God coming up within you. Get alone with God and sing songs of faith. Sing them. I mean, don't just think them. Don't just hum them. Find a place alone. If you're driving in your car somewhere, however you can get along, and start to sing. Start to sing it with all your heart. Give it everything you've got. Begin to shout. Begin to own it for your own. Sing those songs of faith. Say out loud to the Lord, you are my rock. You are my defender. You are my deliverer. I have nothing to fear. If God is for us, who can be against us? You are my rock, my defender, my deliverer, and I have nothing to fear. Let's say that together. You are my rock, my defender, my deliverer, and I have nothing to fear. Let's say it again. You are my rock, my defender, my deliverer, and I have nothing to fear. Say that when the boss gives you a bad report. Say that when the company is going under. Say that when the doctor just called and it wasn't good news. You are my rock, my defender, my deliverer, and I have nothing to fear. That's a shield. That's up there. Those darts cannot land. You're beginning to strengthen yourself in the Lord. It may be a prolonged battle you're in for. That's okay. Keep the shield up. Once you find rest in the promises of God, once you're abiding in His shadow, the battle will turn. New verses of encouragement will come. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. We are more than conquerors through Christ. I want that mountain. Our whimpers will turn into roars. Our tears become goosebumps. Sorrow and mourning will flee away. I've learned that sometimes raising our shield is a season, not a session. Sometimes a session will do it. Just the devil's after me and I just get a good verse of scripture out there. Boom, oh good, we're done with it. But there are other times when the season just lingers. I'd have thought by now you would have reached down and wiped my tears away. But it's still raining. It's still raining. I put my faith, I put my trust. My God will not fail me. Sometimes it's a session, but even if it's a season, God is faithful. Have you had an extended time like that? The relief hasn't come, the answer hasn't been here, but He's given you the strength as you've needed it, one moment at a time. We've not lost our faith when we're in a season of struggle, but we are being tested. We've been faithful, if not joyful. Don't stop serving. Don't give the devil that satisfaction. Do what you're called to do, trusting that God is going to help you through each step of the way. Defend yourself. Sometimes when we're expecting God to defend us, He's expecting us to defend ourselves. Use your shield of faith. Next time you go to whimper to God, next time you go to complain to the Lord, think first, oh, wait a second. Didn't He give me a promise for that? I think He's expecting me to use that promise, to believe in that, to lift it up. He may be expecting you to rebuke the enemy as we're calling out for Him to do that. Don't you know that God's looking for His children to grow up? Don't you know that He loves it when we kick the devil's teeth? Oh, yeah, there's a time when we're small, when we're infants, we run behind Daddy. Oh, Lord, He's after me, He's after me. But there comes a time when Dad kicks us out from behind and says, yeah, well, go ahead and mess with him. Go ahead, you show them. Show them what I told you in the garage there. Yeah, you use that left hook, you know. God wants His children to grow up. And God is faithful. He's like a father teaching us how to swim. He's not going to let us drown. He's like a parent that drops us off at school. He'll be back. We may be tested for a little while, but the joy is going to come back. The strength is going to come. The healing is going to flow. He's faithful. It may take a lot longer than we're thinking, but God is faithful. He will do what He said He's going to do. And my shield of faith will trust Him all the way through. The Lord watches over us, and in His time, He will grant us the grace to overcome every obstacle. Would you stand with me this morning? You are not a victim of circumstance. You are a child of God. God has it all measured. God has it all right. And God is going to take care of you. Bless the name of the Lord. Fear not. Father, thank you. We would like to apologize for how much of our lives we have spent in fear. How much we have done out of fear. Well, we hate that, God. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Fill us with courage. Fill us with encouragement. Help us to take our shield and help others be shielded as well. And when we are discouraged, help us to take these tools up today. Help us to get our shield up, to start speaking the word of God to ourselves, to get somewhere alone and begin shouting, "You are our fortress and our strength. We have nothing to fear. Great is our God." Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen your people today. May we bring a smile to your face the next time a pit bull comes messing with us. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.